Hello, everybody. Our own Ben Knight attended the For Love of Sci-Fi event in Manchester, England, and he got to speak to quite a few interesting people. But this little preview, this little teaser, is a snippet of the talks he had with Bridget Nielsen and the true free spirit, Jesse Ventura. Strap in, folks, because the full interviews are fucking ridiculous. First, pop culture icon, Red Sonja herself, Bridget Nielsen.
And here we are at the very end of For the Love of Sci-Fi in Manchester for Monopoly events and for Children of the Atoms. And I am joined by Bridget Nielsen. Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Tired, but not as tired as you. And I should say both of you, because your husband is stood right next to us as well.
My wonderful husband is here. He's probably got a bit more energy than me. And actually, it's not true. I feel pretty dang good because it's been a nice weekend with wonderful people.
You've just come off stage from the final Q&A of the weekend, and the energy that you were exuding, I'm very impressed at this time on a Sunday.
Oh, thank you so much. But you know what it is? It's like I feel so positive, and the people have given me good energy. People have been really nice. And honestly, people have been coming from all over the place. So I cannot say I'm tired. There's people have been waking up 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning in their car coming here. So, hey, we are strong.
Well, I should say, first of all, congratulations to both of you as well.
Thank you for our baby girl.
I know.
Frida, 5 months old.
That's fabulous.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I suppose, seeing as we're at a convention, I ought to ask you about something to do with movies.
Yeah.
Why on earth not? Probably your most famous roles are for playing, I think someone just used the term stoic on the stage there, kind of ice cold,
yes,
hard, brutal characters.
Right.
And from everything I understand about everyone I've known who's ever interviewed you or spoken to you at this convention or whatever else, that's like the polar opposite of who you are. do you get a buzz out of being the stone cold character?
Well, you know what? Someone asked me something similar early in the day, and the truth is, to play a villain, there's a lot of fantasy goes into it. You're kind of allowed more freedom, because yeah, what is a true villain? It's up to you to make it like really scary, mm-hmm, you know? And that's fun. But yes, I like to be a nice person. I have fun being nice, and I like nice people. So I guess I'm a contrast. But then again, I was never offered a role playing a mom with five kids like I am myself, probably because I don't look like it, you know, with the short platinum hair, standing 6 feet tall and with heels 6'4". So obviously the scripts that comes to me are not the housewife or, you know, single mom of five. I would love to play it, but I doubt I'll ever get a role like that.
Oh, never say never.
I know, you're true. Never say never, exactly.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about Cobra. So in some places in the world, a slightly underrated action movie, but a dangerous movie to be in for some people.
Ooh, very dangerous movie to be in. I mean, there was a lot of accident. Anything I think that has to do with motorcycles and bombings at the same time and incredible stunts, actually also the car stunts. It was super dangerous. And for me, that was the first time I'd been in an action picture that had that many stunts to deal with and explosions. And as I mentioned before, one of the stunt guys really got burned very, very bad. And I just remember the smell of his burning skin. It was, for me, I was so young, it was devastating. So, you know, often you see movies, you go, wow, it's cool. And people do not realize the stuntmen really, they really risk their skin.
Jesus, who knew filming fucking Cobra was so dangerous? My God, gives me a whole new appreciation for that movie. Over the weekend, besides Bridget, Ben also had a chance to speak to Lou Ferrigno and Dee Wallace, both icons of the screen in their own rights. He also got to speak to Jesse Ventura, and it was hard to decide what to include in the teaser. Needless to say, I didn't include the best parts, even though it's going to sound like I did. He was exceedingly candid in the answers he gave our questions, so hang on, folks.
Okay, well, for Monopoly events and for Children of the Atoms podcast, I'm now very happy to be joined by Jesse Ventura, who is, he may sound slightly distracted because he's an insanely popular man signing a lot of photographs. How are you doing, Jesse?
I'm doing okay. My right hand's getting a little tired, though.
Over the years, let's get straight into it. Over the years, and you've talked about being determined right back at the days of Predator of not being typecast and wanting to cover as many different types of role as you could. One thing I've never heard you ask is, how would you, if you had to be typecast, what would you like to be typecast as?
Well, I guess for me, I'm such a rebel at heart that if they were going to typecast me, obviously, I guess it would have to be a villain, I think, because I was always comfortable being a villain in wrestling, and I've always found that that side allows me to be more creative.
The devil's got the best songs, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Or Robert Johnson, did he sell his soul to the devil down there in Georgia?
Ready, you know.
But no, just my persona, I think, is rebellious to begin with. In fact, Dennis Kucinich, the former congressman, said of me, you're the greatest free spirit I've ever seen.
That's a good description of you. I mean, I was going to come to the politics a bit later, but let's go into it now. So the ongoing rumors / joke, I don't know, about potential standing for 2020. Donald Trump does enjoy, doesn't he, assigning nicknames to people who are his opponents. What do you think he would call you?
Well, first of all, let me state this. Donald Trump would fear me. And I'll explain why. First of all, he loves to kowtow to the military, in which he never had the courage to serve. He never had the courage to show up for a funeral or a ceremony for World War I veterans because it was raining.
Yeah.
Well, he would have a hard time with me because every member of my family has served at a time of war, including my mother, who was a nurse in World War II in North Africa. My father had 6 bronze battle stars in Europe. My brother and I are both Vietnam veterans. How would Donald Trump contend with that in the fact of name-calling me? Well, he just got on Admiral McRaven, and that he's the former head of the SEALs. He kowtows to the military, but in reality, he's what I call a chicken hawk, who when it was time to serve, he was chicken, and now he's a hawk. And Trump also knows in his dabbling in wrestling, I would put the fear in him because he knows that he can never beat a wrestler. He knows that physically, if you take away our titles, I could take him every day of the week and twice on Sunday, man to man.
I would pay to see that.
And it doesn't end there with him.
Oh, my fucking shit. Oh, my God. Oh, I cannot wait for everybody else to hear the rest of it. It is fucking amazing. Oh, my God. I love it so much. I'm going to go listen to it again right now. Please check back for the full interviews as they're posted here in a couple of days. They're fucking all amazing on their own, but in particular, the governor's words are just so delightful.
Peace.
Can you dig it?